Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, a survey by the Monetary Authority of Singapore recently noted that financial institutions here aim to have created 1,800 new jobs and 2,000 traineeships by June next year. Against this backdrop, MAS and the Institute of Banking and Finance have rolled out fresh measures to help enhance the career prospects of Singaporeans in the financial sector and better position financial institutions for growth. To get more insights, we're joined today by Ovais Subhani, and he's the senior correspondent at The Straits Times. Ovais, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.
So first tell us, you know, MAS and IBF, they've announced these measures. They've just announced it this week during a webinar dubbed Growing Timber. What were some of the pertinent issues raised during that session?
Well, the crux of discussion these days is how jobs market is evolving in every part of the economy, including financial services. So, and part of the evolution is the increased use of technology in almost every role across the value chain. So until a few years back, all you needed was a simple degree, finance, accounting or something, and you'll get a good job in a bank. But these days, banks aren't simply looking for business graduates only. For example, according to DBS, last year they hired more people for data analytics and related roles than any other job function. So these new roles are more complex, and some existing roles are changing fast with more technology adoption. And some functions are completely disappearing as the brick and mortar banking model is being replaced by digital banking. So the discussion at the webinar was focused on one, job opportunities. What are the new jobs that are being created and how to access these jobs? Then job readiness. How can we prepare our tertiary students so that they are job ready when they embark on a career in the financial sector? And then the most important part, job retention. Keeping our mid-career workers employed through upskilling amid the new skills demands.
And it is critical now more than ever, isn't it, Ovais, with everything that's been happening? Now, Singapore's financial sector accounted for 13.3% of Singapore's gross domestic product in 2019. How does that then translate to jobs and jobs for Singaporeans?
Well, the financial sector employs about 170,000 people. That is just 4.5% of the total workforce. But given its small size, as you said, it produces about 13% of GDP. So it makes it the most productive workforce in the economy. And then, more importantly, the sector has been a net job creator for Singapore citizens for years. That is, the job creation in the sector exceeds job losses. So between 2015 and 2019, the financial sector created 22,000 net jobs. And 70% of those jobs went to Singapore citizens.
So you spoke earlier about job retention. Let's talk about COVID-19. What's happened to those numbers for this sector amid the pandemic that's rocked all industries and sectors this year?
Well, yes, surprisingly, despite the COVID-19 pandemic and the continuing transformation across the sector we just talked about, in the first half of this year, January to June, the sector created 1,900 net jobs.
Right.
And all of them went to locals. So these are good jobs. The median income of Singapore citizens in the financial sector is about 7,600 a month, compared to the national median of 4,600. So despite its small size in terms of workforce, the financial sector is one of the few sectors that are constantly looking for new hires. And it pays better than other sectors.
We're speaking with Ovais Subhani, senior correspondent at The Straits Times. So, Ovais, tell us more about the measures that are being rolled out and who will stand to benefit from them.
So just as we talked about the challenges, right? Mm-hmm. So the measures are aimed at overcoming those challenges. The first measure is an attempt to enhance job readiness for fresh graduates. So MAS will launch a new work study support program to develop job-ready graduates and help build a Singaporean talent pipeline for the financial services sector. The scheme will fund 80% of the internship stipend capped at about $1,000 a month for Singaporean graduates to serve their internship at financial institutions as part of the Skillforce Work Study Degree Program, which has been in place since 2017. The next focus area is job retention, as we speak earlier, the most important part actually these days, which is like upscaling amid the changing tasks and roles. So the MAs will extend the training allowance grant for company sponsorships by 6 months to all the way to June 2021. And this will keep the training momentum in the in demand skills such as technology and new growth areas such as green finance. Right? At the same time, IVF will extend its 5% additional course fee credit for another 6 months.
So, Avais, tell us then, how will these, you know, work study support programs, the training allowance grant, all of these additional measures that you've just mentioned, how are they going to impact the financial services sector as a whole? What are we looking at in terms of implications for the longer term?
So the idea is that the work study program will enable students to gain work experience and acquire relevant work skills even before they enter the job market, right? So upon their graduation, they'll be ready. To date, around 30 students who have enrolled in the work support degree program with financial institutions have graduated, and many more have joined the industry. Currently, there are about 50 students undergoing the same program. So the idea is that the new support program will boost those numbers. And MAS has been working in the, with the private banking industry as well, and they have committed about an indicative number of about 200 more trainees in the next 3 years. MAS plans to expand this offer to other growth areas in such as asset management. So these internship programs can also help employers get a better idea about the suitability of prospective employees and build a strong Singaporean talent pipeline. And then the extension of the training allowance grant will help, of course, boost job retention to keep the existing workforce employable and relevant through continuous upskilling. The training participation has for the program has increased by 65% this year to close to 31,000. And compared to the same period last year, that's the April-September period, actually.
So, Avais, tell us then, because the central bank has also piloted an employment outlook survey. What are some of the key highlights, stats, and what can we expect in the coming months?
That survey actually shows the challenge, basically, right? So, the MAS conducted a pilot employment outlook survey for the financial sector earlier this year. The survey showed that financial institutions are planning to offer 1,800 newly created jobs in 2023, as you said earlier on. So, but in terms of the job roles, that's the interesting part. The survey found that the largest hiring demand is in pure technology roles, about 880, or nearly half of all new jobs in the sector. The top new roles in these technology roles are like include application developers, application architects, and business analysts. So this is followed by private banking and wealth management, about 12% of roles, such as relationship management, which is more traditional. But again, more kind of like the new roles are process excellence, digital transformation. And then the remaining 40% are still, of course, in the very traditional segment, including insurance, corporate banking, consumer banking, investment banking, asset management, things like that. So but even within the 880 jobs, the technology, more technology-oriented jobs. They are the top paying part are the advanced technology roles, such as enterprise architects, and infrastructure architects. The local supply of talent for such jobs is quite limited, and financial institutions will need to rely on expertise from abroad while building a pipeline for local advanced tech these days. That's what the programs are. So for now, some of these jobs will have to be filled by foreigners, but as these programs progresses, more and more locals will be available for these advanced jobs. Then there are, of course, lots of other intermediate and lower tech jobs. But for them, mostly Singaporeans, there are other programs for which Singaporeans are there. Basically, even mid-career Singaporeans with STEM backgrounds can be moved into these jobs. Those intermediate and the lower levels are, of course, lower levels. They aren't really high paying. Although the new minimum qualifying salary requirement for foreigners, about 5,000 for entry level employment pass holders, that would probably mean that some of these jobs will be available for locals. It all depends on the locals if they want to have it. And more interestingly, the survey also finds that financial institutions, the profile of candidates. So they found that 60% of the jobs, they are looking for relatively experienced hires.
Mm.
That's again, we come back to the mid-career transition part, basically, right? So if the MAS and IBF, these institution government agencies, help employers get their existing staff upskilled, so they might not be looking for new hires in this kind of like the 60% of the jobs that they are going to offer. They might just upskill their own people and use them for those jobs.
Well, Avais, thank you so much for those updates. So it's all about upskilling and disruptive technologies in a disruptive year. Thanks. So we've been speaking with Avais Subbani, and he's the senior correspondent at The Straits Times right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.